Why are you whining? I'm giving you exactly what you asked for, aren't I? Can't handle a little tickling, huh? I'm sure the oil really does make you more sensitive. And you're so stretched out that you can't bring your arms down even a little. So I can apply even more to your ribs and here on your stomach. Yeah, let's get that all around to really make you suffer. That's a very cute, nervous face. I like it when you're nervous. Oh, and let's get some under your arms here. Oh, what are you trying to do? Wiggle. You can barely move. I can tell that this is torture, though. The dam will break and it'll never stop. You're going to be made to laugh because that's what I want. Now give it to me. Oh, wow. What an obedient tickle slut. Giving me what I want as soon as I demand it. You'd do anything for me as long as I kept tickling you, right? If I drill into your armpits, will you beg me to stop? You call that begging? Pathetic little tickle toy. You haven't even started to beg. How does it feel to be at a sadist's mercy? You aren't getting out of here until I've had my fun. And who knows how long that could last. The thing about sadists is, it takes a while for us to be satisfied. Maybe when I see some tears, I'll consider it done. Or that'll make me more horny. Probably the latter. It's really fun seeing you attempt to struggle while I work your ribs and sides, too. I mean, is there any part of you I can't put baby oil on? Wait. I'm not gonna finish that sentence because of course I can. I'm not the one who is tied down and powerless. Yeah, I'm sure if I squeeze your ticklish sides for long enough, you'll be screaming with laughter. Oh, please stop. Someone help. Begging isn't actually going to get you anywhere, but it is nice to hear, I'll admit that. I can slide further down, and oh, all of that pleading, and yet I can feel how hard you are right now. Does me drilling your hips like this make you hard? Oh, buck as much as you can, but I'm not allowing any friction. I'm gonna move over here to the side of you, so your cock doesn't get any relief. Although, I can use the oil on my hands as lube and stroke nice and slow, like this. Maddening, isn't it? Your cock is craving my touch. Oh, poor baby. So confused when I do that, I don't care if it makes it harder to come. This whole thing isn't about you coming. This is about my pleasure. Were you close when I pulled away? It's so fun seeing you frustrated like this. It really, really makes me wet. But I guess you weren't begging hard enough to come. I'd call it more of a pitiful request. Your need to come is insignificant to me when all I care about is you laughing until your throat is dry, your cock is dripping, and I can see the need in your eyes. I think if I squeeze your thighs enough, I'll begin to see that need. I mean, look at you thrashing everywhere from only a couple squeezes. You're tiring yourself out. I barely have to expend any energy while torturing you. And all that really means is you're my plaything until I feel like I'm done. Being a sadist's ticklish plaything sounds like a whole lot of fun until you're unable to remember how many minutes you've been tied down. Do you remember how long ago we started? 5, 10, maybe 20 minutes ago, I don't know. You lose track of time underneath my fingers. Nothing matters except the unbearable sensations. I'm sure you're full of regret at the moment, even though you're so fucking hard and needy, because it's all so much. Every squeeze of your thighs, your hips, your knees, and up here on your sides is all so much. Oh, poor guy can barely catch your breath. Does a little bit of tickling really make you so exhausted? And I'm only giving you what you asked for, too. You should be thanking me, really. Your cock is leaking enough that I don't even need oil. I find it very hot that this turns you on so much, because it is definitely turning me on. Maybe you don't get to come until I have at least 2 times in a row? 3? I don't know. But I could lay down right next to you with my vibrator and make you watch me experience all the pleasure you aren't getting. Imagine me moaning. Right in your ear. Oh, I could feel how close you were. You almost had me there, but I pulled away in time. As punishment for trying to come, we are going directly to brushes on your feet. I have more than enough oil left over. Alright. You can talk about how you were trying to hold it in all you want. You are not escaping this. Oh, yeah. All nice and slick. Can you feel the bristles hovering just above your soul? How about if I press them gently on you? Ooh, that gasp. Delicious, honestly. Why would I warn you when I start scrubbing? I don't need to tell my tickle toy anything. I don't owe you a countdown. I don't owe you any niceties. You're the one who owes me every single laugh and plea I can scrub out of you. Oh my god, you are pathetic. I haven't heard you beg like this all night. Are you really that ticklish, or are you just naturally a whiner? I don't understand why I should stop. You're not speaking very clearly there, sweetheart. I think I hear some no's mixed in there, but you could be saying, no, don't stop, or no, I'm loving this. And you know I'm here to give you what you want, so scrub, scrub, scrub away until I drive you insane. I could do this all night. Especially when I get to your other foot. That would make me a mean lure, leaving this foot all untouched. I think I even saw it leaning towards the brush, just begging for me to scrub underneath your toes. Curling them is the only protection you can have, isn't that? Until I decide to peel them back. Don't resist, or I will use 2 brushes. Good job. Now remember, good boys keep their toes back. Oh, poor thing. Okay. I take pity on you, I guess. That way I don't have to listen to your whining anymore. If you want to come so bad, then I'm sure you won't mind me pumping it out of you. There we go. What? Is my hand going too fast, sweetheart? You've been begging to come this entire time, and now that I am going to make you come, it's too much. You're so overstimulated, tickle slut, and I'm enjoying every second watching you wiggle around on the bed. So needy. If you don't come for me within the next minute, I am going to take 2 brushes and scrub your feet until you can't even make words anymore. Understood? I will make you suffer more than you thought tickling ever could. Oh, that thought makes you even more horny, doesn't it? All of the non-stop tickling I can put you through, and you'd be loving every minute of it. Come for me before I decide to drill into your hips again. Come for me or I will tickle your ribs unbearably. You have only 10 seconds left, tickle toy. Now come. That's it. Good boy. Keep coming. Don't stop. You're going to give me all of your cum. Think about my nails underneath your arms, scratching up and down your sides. There we go. Good boy. You want me to tickle you until you are a mindless puddle. Oh, that's a good boy. Oh, you made a mess. Good. I love it when my ticklish boys make messes.